Tech Talk alert, after our latest digital life hack, you're going to hear one of my weekend show's best calls. You don't want to miss it. Looking for a hotel deal that won't break the bank? Check these pro tips out to get the best prices online, along with the most perks. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by Incogni. Stop robocalls, spam texts, junk email, and more. Get 60% off today at privacykim.com. Lucky you, it's vacation time. Your flight's booked, so now's the time to go hotel hunting online. First, don't just stick to one site. Expedia, Kayak, or Booking.com are great places to start because they aggregate prices from different sources. Or using lesser-known sites like Ogata or Google Hotels, get potentially better rates. Know that apps like Hotel Tonight specialize in last-minute deals, too. Last up, use a VPN. You can mask your actual location and appear to be browsing from another country, potentially unlocking lower rates. When I went to Japan last month, I did all this, but I actually found the lowest rates by going direct to the hotel's website, where I also got free breakfast every morning, a $100 stay credit, and the third night free. Sign up for my free newsletter at getkim.com. As promised, I'm now bringing you a standout call from my weekend show. Gary in Charleston, South Carolina, are you the G-Man?
Yes, ma'am. Good to speak with you. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I remember last time, didn't you call me about a Pixel phone?
Yes, I did, and I got it, and I love it. So thank you very much.
Good.
Quick question. Did you hear about the new band called 999 Megabytes?
No, I haven't.
They're kind of new. They haven't had a gig yet.
Oh.
Just for you. Congratulations on being a Radio Hall of Famer. What a privilege.
Oh, my gosh. I can't, you know.
Gosh.
It's something like I said before. It's, you know, you look at all the names in there and you're like, wait a minute. My name's like next to like Bing Crosby. You know, like what is
amazing.
That
you
about?
Deserve it. You deserve
well,
it. Thank you.
Thank you. It's an overnight success. Yeah, right. Okay.
You work really hard for it and you definitely deserve that.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you. So how can I help
My
you today?
Pleasure. I've had earbuds. I've had the Jabra earpieces and they were real expensive, and I work now in a warehouse and lost one and I couldn't find it, even with the app feature on there. I don't want any wires, and I'm looking and researching, and I want your expertise on the bone conduction headphones on your, because I want to listen to music. I like hair bands and your podcast. So what do you recommend?
You know, I'm not a big fan of the bone conduction. And here's the reason why, is that, you know, when you put in your earbuds, you always have like transparency. So that lets you hear outside, right? Mm-hmm. And you also have noise reduction, then you don't hear anything. With the bone conduction, so everybody, we're all on the same page, is that they normally sit like right behind your ear, right there on that big old bone. I don't know, I'm not a medical professional, but it's between like your earlobe and then the top of the middle part of your ear. So it sits right there and then it goes around to your neck. Now, maybe it's my preference. And so you should try them, G-Man. But I just want to make sure that if you try them, that you make sure that there's a decent return policy. Because the reason why is that your ears are still exposed, okay? So you're still going to get outside noises into your ears that, for me, it was distracting. And I don't know if it's because I'm so used to it. You may, because you're in radio. You know, we're just so used to having like great sound, right?
Yes.
And if we're going to listen to something, it's like we're going to probably turn it up higher than the average person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you know what I'm saying? Absolutely.
That's why our hearing is so good.
Yeah, exactly. We all get to we're like, what did you say? You know, so okay. I can't hear you. Then that's true, though, because we all sit here with everything all pumped up the volume. What, how many hours a day, right? So I found that these were not devices for me because I like to hear things clearly, distinctly, and probably at a higher volume than most. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, but you know, you should try them. But it just, you know, if
you know, if the environment is loud, it's just, they're just not, they're just, you're just not going to be happy with them. I mean, so, you know, that's right. When you, you know, maybe you look at the Google Pixel Buds. Do you still have the Pixel phone? Did you, have you ever yes. tried those?
I have not.
You know, you might want to try those. I mean, they're not okay. as expensive as the others. You know, Bose has the SoundSport, and those are pretty darn good, the wireless ones there. I'm not a fan of the Samsung Galaxy Buds, but a lot of people are, but, you know, just throwing it out there. And then, of course, the Apple AirPods are pretty amazing. But I would take a look at the Google. But, you know, if you do try them, Gary, I'd love to get your feedback. No pun intended.
Absolutely.
You know, just as far as I know, that was really, that just like comes, it just right. comes naturally.
I know. You can't help it.
I know. It just drives me crazy. It's like, make it stop already. Stop.
No, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Ooh. Rubbing off on me. Yeah. We got to get yeah. a new, we have to get you a new gig, right? Right? That's what we need.
Let me know.
Anyways.
I'll have people call my people.
Exactly. Yeah. So, Gary, thank you so much for your call. Thanks for the pun in 10. And if you do try the bone conduction, I really would love to hear what your thoughts are on that.
Hey, a huge thank you for streaming with me. Now, if you're puzzled about something techie, I'm your gal. Just find the email Kim link over at commando.com and let those questions fly away. Now, every email gets my eyeballs, I promise. And keep your digital life in the know. Be sure you sign up for my free newsletter over at getkim.com.